This is VOA News, VOA Remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Protests have erupted over the death of a black man in police custody in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The protests rocked the Midwestern city for the second straight night. One person was killed in what police were investigating as a homicide amidst the violence that included looting and setting fires. The protests began outside the police precinct in the part of the city where 46-year-old George Floyd died on Monday. Four Minneapolis officers were fired after video footage showed one of them kneeling on the handcuffed Floyd's neck until he became unresponsive. In the state of California, hundreds of people protesting Floyd's death blocked a Los Angeles freeway and shattered windows of California Highway Patrol cruisers on Wednesday. China's parliament has approved new national security legislation for Hong Kong Thursday. Democracy activists in the city and Western countries fear it could erode its freedoms and jeopardize its role as a financial hub. China says the legislation will aim to tackle secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference in the city. The plan, unveiled in Beijing last week, triggered the first big protests in Hong Kong for months. Riot police were out in force in Hong Kong as its lawmakers debated another piece of legislation, a bill to criminalize disrespect of China's national anthem. Meanwhile, the U.S. piled on pressure at preserving the city's autonomy Wednesday. Police made 360 arrests as thousands took to the streets in anger over the anthem bill and the national security legislation. We have more stories on what's happening in Hong Kong on VOAnews.com. This is VOA.